WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 259, watching Celebrate the Magic. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we take our spot on a bridge to watch Celebrate the Magic. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. It's now under 75 days until our Walt Disney World trip in September. The parks are returning to full capacity, and special nighttime attractions are returning like the ones we're going to listen to today. Now, our trip is in September, and all the announcements about the new shows and attractions say starting October 1, so I don't think I'm going to get to see and experience the newest fireworks or rides on this trip, so I guess we'll just have to go back on another trip at some point. Oh well. Celebrate the Magic, though, is such a cool experience. It is amazing how Imagineers can take any object and make it a canvas for telling a story. And Cinderella's Castle, it's such a unique canvas. The way they use the turrets and make things crumble or take off or change color, you'd swear it was the castle itself that was changing. But the best part is the music and the way it soars up to the sky and then that little touch of fireworks to just sort of whet your appetite for the main event about to follow. I can't wait to see what they do with it next. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks on our trip in September of 2016. If you remember from memory 258, we finally completed the much-promised ride on Splash Mountain. But it's been a while since we ate our buffet lunch in the Germany Beer Garden, and the kids are tiring and in need of some food. So we traverse almost the entire park seeking cheese pizza. You'd think that'd be easy, but at this hour, for some reason, it wasn't. And we end up finding a spot for the show and the fireworks after, while I run to the nearby popcorn stand. The line is crazy, but they're efficient and it moves. However, it doesn't give us the perfect, pristine recording of Celebrate the Magic, but it's probably is more accurate to maybe what your trips are like too. And we'll help you remember and feel that energy of the crowds around you. I'll make it back to the spot on the bridge of the teacups where our family is sitting and I'm able to see just fine and take a seat myself and enjoy the end of the show. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we make our way around the park and enjoy a castle light show with thousands of our friends.
Thank you. Where the rabbit escapes.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we go down the hill. He likes the part where rabbit escapes.
Wheel.
Yeah, that's where they took the picture of us going down the hill. There's no clouds in the sky. Look up. Not a cloud.
There's a castle, and it's purple.
You can't come with us.
Not tissue paper.
Yeah. Or silk.
I am too. Out to the, I want to get out in the center if we can get out in the garden somewhere, but I got a feeling it's going to be impossible. You're not the end of the popcorn line, are you?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah. Oh.
I think this is the only one open.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let your imagination run free.
So if you want to see this,
we present Celebrate the Magic.
Yeah.
amazing the stuff that they can do.
I know. Just projections and such like that. Yeah. Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
the fairies fly through is what someone told us. They told us we need to stay where we should go.
She'll come right over your head.
Yeah.
When is it?
During the fireworks show.
Oh, really?
It's within the first. It's in the first 2 minutes of the show or 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, we're like right there.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be right under her.
Start the fireworks, or is that just like within it?
They're gonna shoot a couple fireworks off, and then it's gonna be, and all of a sudden you'll hear, and then everybody go crazy, and you'll see her because she's glowing and lit up.
Okay, that's so cool. I've always wondered, this is our second time here. Years ago, I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell is this? That's your family, and we didn't see the fireworks here at night. We saw like the Fantasmic and stuff like that, so that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph.
This line right there, it goes across. It goes from behind there, right? I can't see it. And then she saw me, I go by mom, okay? And here, take the whole bag to her. I've got everything I need, all right? I get caught watching, just tell me.
That's a popcorn bucket that's worth $10. We also get a dollar.
Yeah. Actually, it's not nearly as bad as it was.
What's the difference between the bucket? So the bucket, you can get a refill on it for $1.50?
Yes.
Okay, and you guys going to be selling them after any extra magic hours? After 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we should sell them.
Okay.
This cart.
It's
the only cart, and it's open until 11.
All right, let me just get the bag, the $4 bag then. Can I get a cup of water? Or two of them? Thank you, ma'am.
That's all right.
It's $14.
What
park are you going to tomorrow?
What's that?
What park are you going to tomorrow?
We're not. We're checking out tomorrow morning. I know.
Two coats.
Ice waters? Do you have any lids? Okay. Water.
Did we not have any?
This is ice water. It's cold. Okay. Fresh.
I think Susie, if you stay down on that, it puts it $3.
If I got the refillable bucket, it was $10. And that's the only place that'll be open after 9 o'clock. But this was just $4. I almost did. If you want to go back and get another one, the line's actually a lot shorter. I'd love to sit down for a little bit.
I bet.
If you don't want to, I would get it now. As soon as this ends, it's going to get crowded over there. I know.
So where is it?
That popcorn stand right there.
Oh, with the light?
Yeah, that light right there. There was a long line when I first got there. It's not there now. What's the water? You want some water? No lid.
just a few minutes.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.